WRVJ258, listening. WSHF-567, monitoring. WSHF-567, monitoring. WRNW-329, saying good morning, and we're listening. WRWB-489, yeah, good morning out there, Tim, we heard you. That was you, Sam. You're barely coming in. Barely coming in. Is that better, Mike? Oh, yeah, that's a lot better. It's like night and day. You went from, like, extreme bacon frying. Now I can hear you. Well, now I'm on channel 20. I was on channel 18, so I guess that makes a difference. Yeah, you were off frequency, okay. Yeah, you're working now. Yeah, I don't know these frequencies by channel. I just know them by frequency. Anyhow, WSHF-567. Good morning time, Mike, and I hope you have a good day. What do you got going on today? Same old stuff, or you got something new going on? I got to work in a different area today. Working over there by the traffic light. So I got to work today. Real nice, nice neighborhood. Yeah, the kind of neighborhood you don't want to be in too long.
All right, good morning from WSHM 738, over.
Hi, Paul. Yeah, good morning out there. Tim was out here, but he must have left. I heard him out here.
Who?
Tim, WRMW 329, I think his call sign is.
I don't believe I know him.
Still out here, just driving my way into work, trying to make her in one piece. Good morning, fellas. WRMW 329.
Good morning.
Yeah, morning time out there. Yeah, I heard you say good morning this morning, and I went to call back for it, and you must have been busy.
Oh, no, I didn't hear the other call back. I didn't get that one for some reason.
Where do you travel to and from roughly.
On from Grossback to 16 Mile. I'm headed over downtown to work.
I think they opened a new Apple store downtown.
Not sure. I don't hang around there much, just the in and out. Work, back home.
Okay, well, the downtown area is sprucing up the last few years. It's really changing quite a bit. All right, very good. Well, good morning. Mike?
Now, anyway, yeah, I got to be to work at 7 o'clock this morning and that, and start my day early today. So, anyway, Sam?
Jammers are here. All right, Sam, good morning, too. I know you were in there.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Listen, just listen real quick for a second. That's what I had for 2 days.
Yeah, okay. So I couldn't really hear that, so don't bother playing it. I'll listen to it another way.
Oh,
I can't do that. Never mind. All right. Well, anyways. Well, I don't know. I would think it's something weird. Just pay attention to it. See if it goes away in a day or two. Tim?
I'm just trying to make my way to work. I think I'll stop and give me a nice sandwich here before I go in. Coney Island make pretty good breakfast. Something to get the motor started.
Is it open at this hour, the one at 12 in Grossbeck?
This is at Jefferson and Connors. It's 24 hours.
Oh boy, Jefferson and Connors. So, I remember being in that area in the, I don't know, late 80s, somewhere around there. Place to work for repairing fax machines. Had a big warehouse over on Froude, right in front of the big power plant by Edison with those big stacks. Remember them?
I see them every day. I thought they tore those down. I haven't looked over that way lately, but those are torn down now, I believe.
Yeah, I think they're gone, right? But back in the day, they were there. And remember this big old warehouse this guy owned? Go there from time to time, and I just remember being over in that area. That whole area is totally, like, renovated. You wouldn't even recognize it if you haven't been there in 50 years. It's way different.
Well, a lot of new neighborhoods near the river there. A lot of new neighborhoods, a lot of new buildings. A lot of stuff changes. I guess I'm getting old.
Well, I mean, let's go around here for 2 and a half. Let's get over the mic there. I'm in my weak spot. I'll be right back out.
Last time I was down that way, I was with Gene, and we were fishing at Gregory's Marina. Right off the pier there, and those buildings were still up, but that was like, you know, 10, 12, 13 years ago. So what they call it, the Seven Sisters or something?
Yeah, they did call it some kind of thing like that. I don't know if you got Seven Sisters, whatever. I'm sure all the stacks that were up in the air. Long time now, so I don't remember how many there were, but been there a long time. The area has been renovated. I think they've got new housing in there somewhere.
Yeah, the last time I was down in that neighborhood, I noticed that, yeah, there's like new housing going up, and they got streets are starting to get repaved. And really turning it around.
Hey, Mike, the jammers are awake.
I wasn't surprised.
Time to go make the coffee. You guys have a good day, have a good week, and we'll catch you Monday. WSBT 75473. Good morning, Charlie. Forgot you were in there. Of course, I never heard you when I got in there, but good morning.
We'll catch you later, Charlie. Morning.
Hey, Charlie. WRNW 329.
So how old are you? Good one. WSBT 754. We're done.
I want to go ahead again, Paul. You double.
All right. How old are you, Tim? Go ahead.
But I was getting some static on my end.
Yeah, we got some jammers in there. How old are you, Tim?
The big 6-0 and, another 4 or 5 P. 29th, I guess.
Okay, very good. So you're around our age, basically. My age, anyways. All right. Somebody with a mobile with some alternator line. That might be a tip off, Mike.
Where the time went, but it sure went by quick.
Yeah, and it goes quicker as you get older. Persistence will get them busted, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that, Paul. The QRM and an alternator line mixed in, and you know, I guess people just don't have anything else better to do but just come out here and try to wreck a service and wreck conversations, you know, because they're bored or something. Who knows? Anyway, but yeah, Sam.
Very obvious what's going on there, Mike. I mean, you know, you can select a few, three or four there, right? It's pretty obvious.
People say they do it throughout the day, too, so it's not just in the mornings. Throughout the day, and even in the evening hours. So, we're not the only targets. I guess other people get targeted, too.
Well, the problem is what's happening here and has been happening here in the morning when we get on, that's a few select handful of people, right? That one's pretty obvious. Now, I don't know what happens during the day or in the evening, you know, when a million other people are awake. But for this time and frame in the mornings, on the weekdays, I know where all that's coming from.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, the input side and triangulating the signal. That's all you can do. Anyway, besides all that, Yeah. Anyways. Sam?
Drive through here trying to get me a sandwich, a bacon and egg sandwich. It should be good to start off my day. Hopefully I can get a nice nap in once I punch in. Get rested up for what I'm going to do today. Put my time in, I guess.
All right, very good. WSHM be legal there.
WRWB 49. Yeah, that sounds good about Ronell, the breakfast sandwich.
We're going to have a nice weekend anyway, coming up. 80 degrees Saturday, Sunday, so I probably take Saturday off and enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, it looks like the rain has gone now for a while, so we needed it. I don't know if we got enough, but looks like it's over, so perfect fall weather. You are absolutely right. Mike?
Yeah. Sandwich is braised. Ten Mile and DeQuinder. Anyway, they got some really good breakfast sandwiches.
I don't ever have time in the morning for that stuff.
I just know that the reason why, because the one year I went there, you know, before I went to the swap, and then I was in the drive. They're pretty good. I know some people don't, but yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, roger that. All right, Sam, were you in there?
I am now.
Okay, I thought you were saying something a minute ago.
I find it a shame that they want to ruin this hobby for everyone. Doesn't make any kind of good sense at all.
Well, they're ill-educated welfare recipients. I expect nothing less out of them. They got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, and they're angry at anybody who does well for themselves. So they fix that, then they fix their problem. I'll say it one more time, I've said it before, that no one here caused their problems in life. And somehow they feel like screwing with people is the way to make themselves feel better. I'm not sure it's actually fixing their problem. And I'm not sure they're ever going to fix their problem.
Well, it's going to get worse because the guy across Van Dyke said he's getting his license. He's already got a radio.
Yes, they increased their jamming forces by one. And so they weaponize people like that. And he's the perfect weapon for them, and that's what they do. So, anyways, it's a different game out here. So, we'll see who wins it in the end. Because they're going to get busted doing it.
Well, I hope they realize. Almost impossible. So, good luck.
Litigation will help fix some of it, Sam. Litigation.
Unfortunately, Paul, I don't think even that's going to fix their problems.
No, I think you're right, but what it will fix is there's a greater cost to be paid.
Happy days out there, guys. Enjoy your day. WRNW at my work destination. Have a fine day. WRNW 329 is clear.
Okay, you have a good morning. Enjoy it.
All right, we'll catch you tomorrow.
Now, there's the stronger signal coming in to Mount Clemens trying to jam you, Mike. And I can almost tell you who that one is.
Did you say the word try?
WSGG 772, you all have a fine Thursday. I'm already at my destination, so just wanted to say hello to everyone. WSGG 772, we're clear.
73 to the 1982 Lakeview graduate.
Good morning and good day. Yeah, I don't see how they're going to virtually, stop me when I'm too close to the machine. I don't think they realize, you know. Anyway.
Yep, I hear you. All right, well, hey, Mike, I'm almost where I need to be. I got just a few minutes on in, so I'll catch up with you here in a... I guess later or tomorrow morning. We'll see you. Have a good day. I know you got to get going. You got an hour and 6 minutes. 73. WRWB 489 and W is SHF 567. Have a good morning. WSHM 738.
All right. We'll catch you later. Sam, you still in there?
Have a good day, Paul.
Good to see you, Sam. Good morning. And Mike was calling for you there. 73 WSHM 738.
What's going on, Mike?
No, I'm still here, so. Oh, that Husqvarna that I told you I picked up, right? I guess there is a slight problem with it, but I think I got it nailed down to the spark arrestor and the exhaust port. It's probably clogged. You run the thing for about an hour or so, and then after that, you know, it'll bog down and then it shuts off. But you can start it back up and it idles just fine for like an hour. No issues. You go to give it gas and then it'll surge. Like it's plugged.
Yep, it sounds like you're at the right spot. You know what you're doing. If it keeps doing it, you know, I've had a problem with them air vents too. You know that already though.
Yeah, copy. Yeah. But, it's not a carburetor. If it was a carburetor issue, it would have shown up right away. But it's weird, man, because it'll bog down and die, right? And then, of course, it's not losing compression. You just start the thing back up and just let it idle for about an hour, and it still runs, you know what I mean? And it doesn't want to die, but as soon as you give it gas, it starts to bog down and then it shuts off. It's not the coil, because if it was the coil, it wouldn't run.
If it sounds like the spark arrestor or the exhaust port itself is plugged up.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. You know, I know when I first got it, I didn't have any, of my 32-to-1 mixed up, so I had to use the 25-to-1. And of course, you know, I was running that. That kind of that could have done some, you know, exhaust damage.
Take the muffler off and try running it without it.
That's what I'm going to do. Well, I'm going to take that muffler off anyway, and the spark arrestor. And, well, I'm just going to delete the spark arrestor. You don't even need that thing. That just, all that does is just, you know, gets in the way, and it's virtually useless. You know, I don't even know why they put them on there, because, I mean, you're never going to see flames or sparks shoot out of the exhaust. I've never had that issue.
No, they do that so people like homeowners and old people and, you know, people that don't know any better have to take their stuff into the dealership to get it fixed, and it costs them money. People like me, I know better. I could pull them out, you know, and my customers don't have a problem with it anymore. But, you know, if I was a legal dealership, you know, on paper, I would have to replace it. I couldn't even blow out air filters, you know.
Yeah, it's all that EPA crap. That sucks, you know. I mean, but the machine runs. I mean, I was using it around the yard, and I had no trouble until, like, I got about around, like, an hour's, you know, run time on it, maybe an hour and a half, and that's when it, the problem started to arise, and I'm like, ah, crap. I'm like, well, I guess there is something wrong with it. But what he was describing had nothing to do with, you know, nothing to do with the carburetor. I know that for a fact.
Well, to me it sounds like the exhaust port, right? But if it runs good for an hour, you know, before it dies, it might actually be the air vent.
Okay, well, the air box itself is clean. I mean, it's immaculate. You can lick off of it. That's how clean it is. Now, I did put a new filter in there. Well, I had the material. I made my own. Shoved it in there. And, so, unless it's the material, but I don't think so.
No, Mike, not the air filter. Some weed whackers have an air vent built into their gas cap, which allows the gas tank to breathe, and some of them have an extra line with a little white thing on the top of it. It's called an air vent, and it allows the gas tank to breathe. Now, them clog up, and when they clog up, the gas tank can't breathe anymore, so you're not going to get gas.
Breaker.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I know what you mean, the vent tube. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to throw this in here. Yeah, you're right, Sam. So what happens in that scenario, and it's happened to me on a lawnmower many years ago in the 2000s, I lost that little rubber piece in the top of the gas cap. And I go, oh, well, that was for the seal, you know, because it's hard plastic on hard plastic. So I don't know where it went. It flew out on me, right? So I just filled it up with gas and put the cap back on and tightened it up. You know, it ran for 15 minutes and then conked out and I couldn't start it. Let it sit for 15 or 20 minutes, it started again. It took me a couple of weeks to figure out what was going on, right? So at some point, you know, there's a vacuum in the tank from taking the gas from it. When it can't breathe, you can't overcome that vacuum to fill up the bowl. And that's exactly what you're talking about there. And the symptom would be it runs for so long and then conks out and you have to let it rest till the equilibrium straightens out by internal leaks all by itself. All right, that's all I got. I'll listen out. WSHM 738.
Oh, you could loosen up the gas cap and it should start right back up because you're putting air back into the tank. But, you know, it is what it is. I get it. Hey, Mike, it sounds like you're on the right path. Let me know how it works out.
I don't think it's the vent issue because if that's the case, you know, when I start it back up, why is it still running when it's in idle, but when you give it gas, it just bogs down. It's like it's getting too much back pressure, you know, into the cylinder, or, well, yeah, out the exhaust port.
Well, what you're describing to me sounds like both issues. It could be one or the other.
Yeah, I'm just going to look at it, you know, and tear it apart. I mean, it's not like it was going to cost me any money anyway. It was just, it was pretty much thrown at me, given to me.
Just back in the car. There you go. Unsolicited comments with no identification. Isn't that perfect? WSHM 738.
WSHF 567 for ID purposes.
Was that the guy that was using a carb cleaner to clean a potentiometer? I thought that was the guy that was talking about using a carb choke cleaner to clean potentiometers. Anyway, WRWB 49.
It's funny how you guys believe anything and then you spread it on for days and days.
This guy needs to shut his mouth. All right, see ya, Mike. See ya, Sam. WSHM 738. Good morning.
Bye-bye.
Later. Yourself, man, because see, now you ain't causing trouble on the radio no more.
Mike, I don't want to talk to this guy. Next time I talk to him, I'll be in court on Monday. All right? And there was Leonard in there, too. Another QRMer with no license. All right, 73, WSHM 738.
Yeah, we'll catch you later, Paul. Yeah, just a shame. You know, they come up here to cause trouble, you know. Anyway. But yeah, Sam, I think that's where exactly where it's at, you know, in that area. I mean, if that's not it, it's something else, you know, I really don't care. I mean, it was free anyway.
Yep, 10-4. You know, it's a shame we changed bands and the stalkers got us stuck.
You know, the one that was talking that, you know, has to piggyback off of somebody else's license, worked in unison to give somebody else a radio and program it that's not licensed. I tell you, man, some people just don't grow up, do they? And yeah, don't ever use carb or choke cleaner on a potentiometer because you know what it'll do? It'll melt the plastic on the inside. It's not good for it. For that matter, don't use it inside of a radio, period. It'll, you know, eat at the traces.
Once again, you believe anything you... Well, that shit's flammable anyway, so I wouldn't use any of that in an electronic device.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something you don't do, man. You know, you can get away with WD-40, but... You know, your best bet is contact cleaner. I've seen, G use, WD-40 to clean potentiometers, and that actually works pretty well. I mean, it's not the end-all, you know, solution, but, I mean, in a quick pinch, you know, it does work. It does a job.
If you'd hit the door, Mike.
What's that there, Sam?
Said it's time for you to hit the door, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit after 6. Yeah, I gotta get moving here, get rolling. Go make my way over to the crappier side of town.
Mike, you have a good day. WSHS 567. We'll talk to you later.
I'll leave you in charge to babysit. All right. WRWB 49, and we'll catch you in a bit in the mobile here.
Roger that.
Oh, that was Lenny. No license Lenny out here on the radio. You know what you're doing is illegal.
You know, Sam, before I go, I had to drive down that way for something, and it just so happened that I was listening on the input side, and yeah, he keyed up. It's like, signal's really strong over there by 12 mile in Ration. Like, well, yep, that just reiterates, you know, what's been going on.
Now to get somebody to step in and deal with it to make it all right.
Try not to dwell on it. You'll be all right, buckaroo.
You're not supposed to be here. You're breaking the law. WSHF 567 told you so.
He's been breaking the law for years. WWRS 5590.
Well, I hope you get a knock on that door, and I hope they take everything you own, all your CV equipment, everything. I hope it's coming. The complaints have already been made, so it is what it is. WSHF 567. I'm clear.
WRUU 850.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to see the repeaters back up. This is the WSCP 257. Going to be mobile and monitoring. The repeater is quite noisy this morning, WCD 257.
A 257, WSJF 896.
Roger that, I caught it this time, I thought it might be you. Just on my drive into work here, how about you?
Keeping the computer off here, got my first cup of coffee, and we're going to see if there was any noise. Yesterday was all dead.
Yeah, last time I checked when I was on my way home from work, and then last time I checked last night, the repeater was off. I don't know if they were working with it, but it's being quite noisy again this morning, though. Got about another, I don't know, 10 or so minutes before I arrive at my place of work. I miss being able to just roll out of bed, grab a coffee, and get to work. WSCP 257.
It's got its pros and cons. It's good news and bad news. There's a lot of news I'd rather be in the office.
Yeah, it's, basically full-time back now. So, it's nice to have the flexibility. I agree, being in the office does have some advantages, but it'd be nice to be able to pick and choose. Especially in also being able to pick and choose not driving into the city for the office would be great. But anyway, I'll be standby and monitoring WCP 257. So you're monitoring at your final.
Yeah, no, it's nice not to have the commute, especially as we're moving in the lousy winter months. And you have yourself a good day, 357, and I'll be clear monitoring at USKF 896.
I will add, for comedic value for folks, though, that I did get to see, what I think maybe the slowest pit maneuver I've ever seen this morning. I wouldn't have seen otherwise if I wasn't commuting. But, there's two turn lanes, and the person in the left side turn lane decided to keep going straight as the person in front of them slightly into the right, turned as they were supposed to. So, at about, I don't know, had it been less than 20 mile an hour, pit maneuvered the car making the turn. So, that was quite entertaining this morning. WSCP 257.
At least you got a little entertainment value after that.
WSKD 204. Monitoring.
WRQ.
How's it going, Tom?
Sounds a lot better now.
WHR 566 on the air monitoring.
You didn't have to hang up.
I must hit the button and not realize it. WRQ80.
Okay.
WSJD 204, are you there?
Yeah, I just told them. Is it called the West Van House? That's like a 5-story building condition.
100%, yes, that's it.
WSJD 204 clear.
WSHR 566-793, you out there? No copy on 793, WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
WSOZ 793 is listening.
SIC 866 monitoring.
WSIC 866 mobile monitoring.
Holy guacamole.
WSHR 566 on the air.
Well, well. Good, still morning. Morning, Kevin. WRUA 50.
Good morning. Are you going to that ARPSC tonight, Sean?
I don't know. Probably not. I got a bunch of stuff I got to accomplish, but you never know. I keep meaning to stop by one.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to go tonight and find out what it's about. I registered to go tonight, so I'm going to be there. So.
Yeah, they're doing some really good things. It stagnated for a long time, and got a couple of new guys in charge of it, and they're having fun with it. Everybody, they're having a ball, and doing all sorts of cool stuff. And so I think it'd be quite enjoyable. Yeah, hold on, my phone's ringing. WRU-850.
WSKF-896, monitoring.
What's going on, 896? It's WSIP 284.
Hey, Alex, how's it going today?
Doing well, John. Thanks. How about yourself? I was up like all night looking at those 900 megahertz devices.
Yeah, it's funny. I ended up ordering two of them myself. And, got some other stuff in the basket, ready to go when I decide to pull the trigger, but I try and leave it there for a little bit to resist temptation.
That I have quite a few of them on my list I've been looking at, and I've just been looking at range and trying to set up. I found on their website you can do like a planner for range basically, and you can plug in like your wattage, your antenna dB, your height of the antenna, and it kind of seems like without like some established nodes basket might only have, like, or most of them might only get, like, something around a 2-mile range, but I guess it all depends on how many are in the network around.
Yeah, that's the advantage of the mesh network is being able to bounce them a little bit, see how far you can get. So it's all got its uses.
Do you by chance know if there's already quite a few established nodes around? Because I haven't looked at the site to see actual nodes, but from what I'm reading, some cities are, like, entirely covered already.
Yeah, that I don't know. I know you can't see until you have a device connected to it, but I believe 257 might know a little bit more about than I do. Actually, definitely would know more than I would.
See that. Well, you're probably about to find out pretty soon when you get your two new devices. They look pretty sweet. I'm contemplating them myself.
I just looked at those as a starting point, seeing that they were IP rated or easy to clip on a bag or something like that. Didn't have to worry about where to put them. I figured start somewhere. Kind of like with the MRS.
Probably going to research them for another week or days or something until I finally decide.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. There's a lot to know. There's a different functionality, different features, and another thing to play with. Just for ID real quick, WSJF-896.
So what are you getting into? Anything interesting today?
No, not really. Just sitting here the work day at the desk on and stuff. I got to run a couple errands later on this afternoon. Be tied up until probably 7 or 8 o'clock.
Copy that. This is WSIT 284 for ID. Nothing too exciting here myself either. I was looking at the Vine site today. Unfortunately, didn't find there was one battery that came up, but somebody grabbed it right away. And no Tastic devices today, but still going to be looking. And from changing my oil yesterday, I'm really not going to the chiropractor, but my back feels wrecked today. Absolutely. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I've been real happy with the guy I've been going to. I've been going to this for maybe 8 months now. A little bit on the pricier side. My insurance doesn't cover them, but sometimes you make the sacrifices to just get the crack out.
Thing for the crack of the back. Yeah, one of my old neighbors was a chiropractor and had his own practice in, I want to say, Commerce. But never went for any professional adjustments.
Yeah, some people say it's not worth it or it's fake medicine, but it's even like a placebo thing. If I think I feel better, it's worth going. So keeps the mind good too.
Roger that. I don't know. I think it's serious. I think it could be helpful for a lot of different things. I just, I don't know. I'll just do some stretching and tough it out.
I think it all helps different ways. So, kind of like what we were talking about the other day. It's just another tool in the toolbox. You know, stretches or if you do yoga or Pilates or the car. It all does something.
Absolutely. Into the weather, no chance of rain, though. You probably got a call or something, John. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSFP-284, WSKF-896. Sorry about that, I'm back here.
This is WSIP-284, go ahead, 896.
Yeah, sorry about that, I'm back here. I just slipped away here for a minute.
Oh, good, man. So you just had something come up?
No, sorry. I thought you might have heard me. I just said I was going to go grab a cup of coffee real quick, so I'll be gone here for a second. Long day here this morning.
The coffee going still myself right now with the 10 mushroom blend in there for some nootropic nutrition.
I haven't tried any of that stuff yet. I'm intrigued by it, but I still like the good, regular stuff.
Copy that. I've been, my whole life kind of sleeping on mushrooms. I don't really like mushrooms in general to eat, so I guess they're okay. But, for the last couple years, I've been going with a 10 mushroom blend powder and sometimes coffee that has mushroom in it and sometimes a creamer with lion's mane in it. Really helpful for all sorts of things.
Yeah, no, I've seen a couple things, a couple different stores and seen some things online and stuff like that. It's just, I'm a regular grind up the beans and brew them kind of guy, so. I haven't taken the step of being adventurous with add mushrooms to the mix.
Well, when it's in something like coffee, you really don't notice it at all. And it's just like a little bit, you know, a little tiny scoop you put in there. Actually, there's a couple products that are reasonably priced. I'll send them your way if you want to have a look at them, basically. But, yeah, really helpful. For memory, for inflammation, for fighting off viruses, all sorts of wild stuff that it's beneficial for.
Yeah, sure, I'll take a look at it. I'll add it to my research list over here with all the other things I keep looking at, trying not to buy.
Hey, we're Americans. We got to be consumers, you know.
Yes, that is the truth. Keeps the economy rolling.
Well, hey, John, I'm going to head out into the other room and keep looking at the buying site for a bit and catch up on the chat I had going out there. But great talking to you this afternoon. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. This is WSIP-284. I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Yeah, sounds good, Alex. You have yourself a good day here. WSKF 896, be monitoring.
WSHR 566 896, got a copy.
Go ahead, 566, how you doing, Kevin?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I want to apologize for Saturday. Didn't meet up with you. I called you a couple of times, and I heard you call me, and when I called back, I didn't hear you, so I didn't know what was going on, and me and my boy were walking around there and stuff, and we had left, and I want to apologize for that.
No apology needed. I actually think it was my fault. I had was messing around reprogramming the radio, throwing the repeaters up there, and I had on Bluetooth mode there, and one, I forgot to hit the offset for the frequencies, but then the Bluetooth was still going on, so it was going to a headset that was in my pocket. So that's why, you know, I was calling out hearing nothing. So that was my fault. I want to apologize as well.
Oh, copy that. That's all right.
Yeah, I'm sure if I head up that way, towards your neck of the woods, or if you're down near Farmington Hills, then give me a shout out any time, and we'll try and make it happen one of these times.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, but would have been good to put a face with the voice there. I did that a couple days afterwards. Just met up with Alex out here. He's real close to me here, 284. So it always changes things, you know. It kind of adds another element to the GMRS world. So, like I said, no reason to apologize. It was on my end.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that parade that they had, I was kind of ashamed about it because disappointed. I mean, it's usually longer than that. It was only about a half hour, and they had like even previous to that parade was almost an hour. I don't know what's going on up there. I don't know if guys are just getting out of it or what. But me and my buddy walked around in a little bit. Took pictures of flare trucks, and then we went engraving to CSI where they make fire trucks, and they had some trucks. Oh, you've seen the pictures probably on our site. So, and then we just headed home.
Yeah, no, it's I've been going up to that event. It's been a couple of years, but I first started going, I don't know, somewhere around 2002, 2003, and man, it's gotten so much smaller over the past 20 years. It used to be such a big event, and all the vendors and everything like that. I mean, it was three or four rows of fire trucks over at the site, and then, you know, a couple hundred vendors, and it wasn't all the tchotchke stuff like there was over the weekend.
Yeah, copy that. I went into the Fireman's Memorial thing there where you can join the Michigan Fireman's thing. I got a shirt and I joined when I was there. That was the only really thing there that they had fire stuff wise.
Yeah, no, I stopped into that same thing and had the shirt myself and a couple challenge coins. But yeah, there were a few other vendors here and there, but not like it used to be. I mean, 20 years ago, literally, there were probably a couple hundred vendors there.
It makes you wonder what happened with it, you know. It's kind of a shame, you know.
I think the whole kind of the job is changing as there's less and less volunteer or part-time guys, and it's all going towards career, and there's not as much opportunity, or there's more opportunities via virtual learning and stuff like that up at that site. It's just not as much as, it's more of a job than a brotherhood like it used to be.
Yep, you got that right.
I was up there with my dad. You know, we stopped in, walked around a little bit. We went in and had a couple pops up at the barn, hung out for a little bit. I ran into a few other guys I know from other departments, but you know, we probably left. We were up there probably from about noon until 5:30 or so.
Yeah, me and Sherman, we got up there around 11 o'clock. We ate something, watched the parade. I think we left there around 1, 2 o'clock, I think it was.
Yeah, we stayed a little bit longer just because I ran into some people I know, and then him and I, we stopped. There's a restaurant as you're heading back south on 75 in St. Helens. It's a fire-themed restaurant. We stopped in there, just had a quick bite to eat before heading home.
Yeah, I was, me and my boy didn't have time to do it, but yeah, I'd like to go up there one time, even if we take our wives or something, or if I'm up there bird hunting or something, I'd like to go up there to that restaurant.
Yeah, every time I go up, I tend to hit that on the way home. It's just a good, decent place, you know, not too expensive, or, you know, regular bar food and stuff, but the whole place is fire-themed. They got patches and memorabilia all the way around the place. But, yeah, it's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, cool. Well, hey, I heard you out there talk with Alex. I just wanted to say hi to you. And like I said, I know you said you didn't have to apologize, but about Saturday. So have a good day and be safe there, and I'll talk to you soon. So let's see, sir, 566, clear up your mind.
Yeah, you too, Kevin. Have a good day yourself. Be safe out there. WSJF 896 is a clear monitor. WSTH 380 mobile and monitoring. Station 380, you're sounding good. How you doing? WIUG 48. Copy that, Jack. I'm using a UV5R in my truck. UV5R sounds good, but you know, you're cutting off. Maybe because you're driving, that's why. No big deal. What kind of antenna you got out there? Nagoya 771G. Nagoya 72G. No problem, yeah. No, that sounds good. Yeah, don't worry about that cut off a little bit because you're driving. Same thing it was me. Whenever I drive, it cut off a little bit. Not much, really, just a hair.
Copy that, Jack. Yeah, driving, it changes as you drive. I'm going to get off this thing and monitor and pay attention to what I'm doing here before I cross it.
Hey, drive safe. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
WSDH 380. Clear and monitored.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSBT 754 mobile.
754, going on.
Get my happy butt out of where you're heading home. How about you?
Heading westbound on 94 here, probably already passed you.
I'm at 13 and Utica, so not quite on the freeway yet.
I'm just passing the exit 240, heading westbound.
Yeah, it's my Friday, man. It's time to go. Call the three-day.
Go. That
you, Mike?
Me? I thought you knew it was me. WRWB 49. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, you just sounded a little different. Wasn't quite sure. Yeah, it's time to get the heck out of town, buddy.
As of right now, you're not going to run into any traffic. I mean, it's a little, I'd say a little bit, congested, but there's no slowdown. It's moving along smoothly for you.
Yeah, I was checking Facebook a little bit ago. I guess the Blue Water Bridge is all backed up as usual. And they say it was already past Range Road, which is the last exit before mine, so hopefully it doesn't get that far backed up.
That's the Canucks over there. Can't take care of the, what is it, the 401 or the 402?
I'm not sure what's going on. I know there was construction on it or something for a while. And I know that was backing it up, but they've been having backups on that thing heading back to Canada almost daily.
I think it looks like an influx of, you know, contraband that they're finding.
Everybody bailing out of the tariffs on this side.
One time we were fishing, and this is no joke, we were there, we were fishing over there, you know, behind the old, or, well, I guess you could say the old Marysville pouch distribution plant and axle plant up there in Marysville for Chrysler. Anyway, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, the Border Patrol and Homeland Security pull up behind us, and like this big SWAT team, and they got their, you know, submachine guns drawn, and they hold us out of the vehicle, and it's like, well, what do you want? You know, we're just sitting here fishing and listening to the radio, you know. We had a couple of radios going. And they said, well, didn't you see that, that little dinghy that came over there from, what is that, Wallaceburg? I'm like, well, no, we weren't even paying attention to that. I guess they had entered the, you know, United States illegally. They were smuggling people over.
Surprised that doesn't happen more. But my sister, I think I told you, she was emergency management for a while, and she told me that the cameras that they have along that water, man, they can zoom right in and count the hairs on your head when you're on a boat. They're pretty good, so I know they keep a close eye on that area nowadays.
All up and down the St. Clair River, man, on both sides, it's nothing but cameras. I mean, it's, you go to, like, Marine City, Algonac, I mean, they're just loaded with cameras.
Well, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. Just when you think you can get away with something down over there, you're not, man. They are watching it close. And there is a Border Patrol station, a mini station there in Marysville.
And I think their main stay is over at Selfridge, if I'm not mistaken. They got a post there.
Yeah, Homeland Security and Border Patrol and all that does. I know they got a mini office there in Marysville, back in the industrial area, which would be south from where you were there at the river.
Copy that, yeah. All I know is, man, we're just sitting there, and I'm like, guys, we're being swarmed. They thought we were, like, trying to radio people in, you know, to come over to the border.
Man, I'm just here fishing. Leave me alone, man. Not even taking the Canadian fish, I'm getting the American ones.
Want those ones along the Canadian coast anyway. You know, that refinery, you know, they always say, you know, it never catches fire or no disasters ever happen, but how come it's always catching fire, you know?
Yeah, they've had plenty of small explosions over there since I've been home. Plenty of them. Had a few, I don't know, chemical spills or whatever, but yeah, it's not the safest place that they think it is.
What was it, the one year when it exploded? And you could clearly see that all the way down here, man. You know, they try to play it off like it was a
like a steam vent, you know, going off. It was no steam vent. I didn't know steam turned orange.
They do have a stack that they burn off a lot. And when it's cloudy, you can see that orange from quite a ways, man, quite a ways. And it's been that way for as long as I can remember. And we still get people, you know, on Facebook, hey, what was going on in Canada? It was all bright orange, big fire or whatever. Yeah, they light that off quite often, actually.
Would have been like almost 10 years ago. It was a massive, big explosion. It wasn't no just burn off. It was an explosion.
Oh, here we go with the backup from Shook Road on all the way to 23 Mile.
Good. When I got off at the 237, everything was, I mean, it was heavier traffic, but it was moving along at a smooth pace. There was no stop and go.
It seems like every day you just get going, you hit Shook Road and it comes to a stop, and now it's stop and go, stop and go. Every hill, man, for whatever reason, every time you go up and over a hill, people are hitting their brakes, you know. I don't get that.
Don't either. I know around that curve, for some reason, it likes to, you know, slow down for some odd reason, but I don't know.
If you ever noticed that that Shook Road curve heading westbound, I believe that it's banked in the wrong direction. Because I never get in that left lane when it's raining heavy or there's a lot of snow. Because everything collects up on the median wall there. And I swear it's banked in the wrong direction because there's been a lot of accidents at that curve.
You could be right about that. Yeah, it is a sharp curve, I know that. You got to be careful. Even when you get off on the Shook Road, that exit, when you're going westbound, that exit ramp, man, is really dangerous.
Yeah, you run along 65-70 and hit that exit, and I think it's a 25-mile-an-hour curve.
People, they've wiped out because it's 25 mile an hour curb, and it's like really short and abrupt.
Yeah, people start freaking out when they're making a curve on two wheels all of a sudden.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Mike. Good to hear from you. I guess today was your long day. You went in early, I believe. So, me, I got that 3-day weekend thing going on this weekend. Every other weekend, this is it. Couldn't wait to get out of there, man.
Early day, and got through all the QRMers off target. Roger.
That's getting out of hand, man. Holy smokes. Every single day, man.
One revealed himself, you know, via voice. And I just confirmed it, you know, by going by his house and using the input frequency.
It seems like somebody's getting in a mobile now because they're starting to tear you up. So they got to be very close, man.
Yeah, there's two of them. There's two others. One's a non-licensed ham, just a GMRSer, and one's got a GMRS and a ham license. How ironic. But, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. If they want to keep doing it, that's fine. It's on them.
I just hate to see the system get shut down for that sort of thing, you know. It's kind of nice having something to talk about in the morning and then you start getting the jamming and whatnot and tearing up the whole system because somebody has a bug up their butt.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I'm almost at my destination here.
All right, my friend, you have yourself a good weekend, and we'll probably holler at you Monday morning at the same time, same bat channel.
Didn't you got a Yagi? I thought you said you had a Yagi instead of being, I mean, a Yagi and a rotor.
Yeah, but I still can't hit Mount Clemens from there. Every now and then I can get in Mayville. That time I talked to you and Paul on my vacation, I was coming into Mayville. But coming down here towards Mount Clemens, Marysville's kind of low anyway. And then there's nothing but trees and that sort of stuff, you know, between me and Mount Clemens. So it's real hard for me to get into that. And I've done it a few times, but I know I'm not clear. And you know I don't like coming in all noisy. I just don't like doing that. And I thought at one time there was going to be another GMRS repeater going in on Richmond, but that hasn't happened yet, so just going to have to wait and see, man.
We'll have to see.
There is a 440 repeater in Richmond that I can hit that no problem. And that's got a good link-up system. The guy does a good job on that system, but yeah, until there's, you know, the GMRS one up there, and I just got to wait till I get down here to the city to holler at you guys.
I copy that. Yeah, I'll have to see what I heard something about they might put one, you know, up that way, but I don't know. I don't want to misconstrue anything.
But yeah, you know, it's whenever they can do it, you know. I appreciate the system they got going now. So, you know, nothing I can do about it. So it is what it is, you know. Hopefully they will someday, and I wish there's something I can do to help, but my tower isn't that high. I'm only at about 32 feet to the antenna anyway, so it's not really a barn burner, you know. WSBT 754.
I get you. Yeah, it's high, but it's not that high for, you know, what we would want it for. I mean, there is a guy in Warren that's got a private repeater. I think that thing's up about maybe 20 feet, maybe 30. And he gets out about around 10-mile radius.
Yeah, I think, is that one listed on the MyGMRS page?
I do believe so.
Yeah, well, again, I won't be able to hit it anyway. Definitely not Warren, so. All right, Mike, well, I'm getting out of here by the way station, so I'm pretty sure my string's about to run out. But you have a great weekend, man. We'll catch you all on Monday morning. WSBT 754, 73 bus.
We'll catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WRWB 489, WRZT 820.
Yeah, go ahead there, Chris.
How's it going, Mike? Having a good day out there?
Yeah, everything's all right, man. Yeah, everything's kosher. Just got home here.
Yeah, right on. I was up this morning with the shenanigans. I was going to tell you, on the 11-meter band there, I can't hear you anymore, so I don't know what changed or what happened there. But I hear everybody talking to you, I just can't hear you talking.
Just
just, you know, some power supply issues. I had to order all new parts for it, and I got somebody doing the work, so ordered up all the parts I needed to get it fixed, and it's a work in progress, Roger.
Yeah, right on. Because you got yourself, you got one of those, I don't want to say oddball radios, but didn't you get like, I forget what it was, like some kind of, I forget what the radio is you got.
I picked it up years ago. It's a Midland 76-300. I know. If you ever saw the movie Tremors, it's in that movie. And I picked it up thinking it was the European model, but it wasn't. So, but, you know, I use it. It is what it is. Anyway, yeah. Now I mostly just hang out here in the mornings.
Yeah, it appears a bunch of people are coming over and hanging out in the morning. Somewhat, I don't hear anybody stepping on anybody or anything like that, but I know the other guy that you were talking to, I think he was the downriver guy. You know, it would be horrible for them to shut down this system just because of a couple of yahoos.
You know who they are, and I'm sure if you're not, I'm sure the right people can cue you in. But, yeah, it's people that we know that are causing the QRM.
Yeah, I don't, I set a repeater up over here, so I don't really come on to the big repeaters very often. Unless I'm in the mobile, sometimes I'll do a split, you know, dual channel receive or whatever, and I just kind of listen in. Sometimes there's people talking and sometimes there's not.
I hear you there. Now the way your repeater's set up, how many mile radius doesn't work? I mean, it's like 10 miles?
I would say 10 miles to the south. I get maybe 13 to the west. And then some parts, my girlfriend, she's up in Harrison Township, and I can get back to it from there. And then to the north is obviously quite a bit different. Like if you go northwest up towards Auburn Hills, I can get back on a handheld to it from Auburn Hills just because of that height over there. But it's intermittent.
Yeah, because a friend of mine had inquired about maybe putting one up. And then and Sam was thinking about putting one up at his house on his tower.
Yeah, I mean that would be pretty decent. You know, the only problem is there's just not many channels for GMRF. So then you start getting into the situation where if your neighbor's got it and you got it, obviously the Detroit, you're not going to be able to be on the Detroit frequency. Not going to be able to be on the Mount Clemens frequency. So it's very limited where you're going to start stepping on each other, and then it's just going to be just like the 11-meter band where, well, who's got the higher and who's got the more power? And then it's just, you know, and then that's going to cause grievance because you're stepping on other people, you know?
Like overlapping, yeah. I see that, yep. Well, that was one of the things that I told them about, you know, that, you know, because you're so close. Because I think there's you, besides you, there's somebody else in Warren, or two other people in Warren that have repeaters up.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I think one of them's over in, like, the 12-mile and Shaner area, like 12-mile Shaner, Bunnard or something like that, I think over in that area. And then I think there's also a guy over here in Centerline here, just the other side of Stevens, that has one up. And every now and then, I don't understand it because you're supposed to be able to put in your own little passcode and it's only supposed to unlock and lock or whatever if you have that right code. But every now and then I can hear them come through. It doesn't transmit through my repeater, but I can hear it through the repeater speaker. So they're in there. It's just, I don't know.
Sometimes you'll get bleed over.
on the Vasuz side.
Yep, but I think I saw, I think I seen it, oh, fireworks for what? I think I saw, maybe a couple weeks ago, I saw a YouTube video. It was a ham operator guy, and he was talking about how certain groups are trying to get a hold of the federal government to open up a wider spectrum for GMRS. And I can't remember if it was, I think they were even talking about different frequencies to use it on and just trying to open up more bands for it.
Yeah, I haven't heard of anything like that, but, you know, who knows? They're always changing things around, so.
Yeah, and obviously GMRS, I mean, it got extremely popular in the last 5 years. It's, you know, you can see that when you look at that My GMRS page. It's just opened up all across the country. And what is it? It's only like, what, five channels, I think, you get to choose from? So it's a small window for a lot of people.
I mean, you got to remember, too, they dropped the price from $75 down to $35, and that, you know, opened up the floodgates. Plus, you know, you got the Chinese flooding our market with these cheap radios.
Yeah, it's definitely affordable. You know, it's a little more complicated than in the 11-meter band, but, you know, a lot of people got into it. So I you know, I'm surprised more people didn't get into the 11-meter band. That's definitely a lot more simple. You just kind of plug it in, and away you go.
Well, look at how it's become, you know. I'm just going to leave it at that. Anyway, it's good talking to you. I got to go inside here and take care of some things and head back out. So I will catch you later. You might still hear me out here when I get back in the mobile.
All right, definitely good to have a little conversation with you. Like I said, I haven't been out on this channel very often talking. So it was nice to have a conversation with you. Always good to hear from you. WRZT 820, I'll be clear on your final.
If you don't hear me when I get back in the mobile, you can catch me out there in the morning. You know, there's a bunch of us that get out there in the morning. WRWB 489, we'll be standing by.
WSGU 844 calling WSHR 566. Got the radio on? No copy on WSHR 566. WSGU 844 clear. Monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSHR 566 WCU 844. We got a copy?
WSGG 772 Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
WSHA 802 online monitoring.
WSHF 567 monitoring.
WRWM 638 listening. WRZN 493 mobile and monitoring.
Like that.
WSFZ793. Dave, you out there? WSAL946. No copy, Dave, 793, WSAL 946. I'm listening.
This is WSET2578. This is available for a signal report. This is WSET257. Are any stations available for a signal report?
Hey, 257, WSAL 946 here.
Hey, 946, how am I sounding on your end?
Sounding real good. Nice, clear. You got full clarity for sure. A little weak, you know, maybe talking to that microphone a little closer or something. That's all I can say.
Roger that. Just testing out a homemade dipole I just whipped up. Gonna try to do some simplex with somebody here. Just wanted to make sure it was at least getting into the repeater first. So appreciate the call back. WSET257. I'll be clearing and monitoring. Thanks again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. No problem. Anytime. Hey, 257, what kind of dipole did you make? Did you make a J-pole, some cam? What do you got going?
It's just a, you know, a Cobra connectors, I guess. It's just a PNC that splits on the positive and negative, and then I just use some speaker wire. It looks like it tuned up pretty good on about 152, so I was going to try to do some MERS. Simplex on VHS, and then it looked like it actually was pretty resonant on 467 as well, getting into the repeater, so I tested it out.
You copy that? Well, you're sounding real good here. WSAL 946. I'm on Detroit repeater, so that's what I'm listening to. I don't know if that's just you're going in the mouth plumage or that. That's just sounding really good.
Roger that again. Appreciate the call back. Much appreciated. WCTT57, carry monitoring.
WSAL 946, and monitoring. 793, Dave, are you out there? WSAL 946, 793, Dave. No copy, 793.
WSGT 570, this is WSGT 257, you out there? WSGT 570, WSGT 257, you copy? Well, nothing hurt, so this is WSET 257, I'll be clear and monitoring. Hey, WSIP 284, are you out there? This is WSET 257. WSIP 284, WSET 257, you out there? Looks like nobody's on tonight, nothing heard. WSET 257, clear and monitoring again.
WRWM638, radio check.
I got you loud and clear here in Farmington, WSET 257.
Thank you very much, 257. I'm in the city of Southgate currently, but home residence is Taylor, and that's the direction I'm headed. Thank you very much for the radio check.
No problem, any time. WSET 257, monitoring.
This is WSIP 284, I got a copy on your 257.
Hey, 284, I strung up this dipole. I was wondering if you wanted to try some simplex again tonight.
sounds good. Let's run it. What channel do you want to go to?
We can go to 16 again. It's just a yeah dipole. I got it up in the air on a Tenkara fishing rod about 15 to 18 feet or so, just strung vertically. So we'll see if it makes it out to you tonight.
Roger that. I will meet you over on 16. This is WSIP 284 claiming the frequency.
If the gentleman would like, I could go to 16 also and just at least give you a report, see if it makes it to the city of Taylor.
I don't think it'll make it that far. I'm looking to make a couple of miles, but thanks for the offer, WSIP 257.
Absolutely, copy that. No problem. You never know. Radio signals do weird things, so fair enough. Good luck.
Hey, 638, WSAL 946. Are you, it sounds like you're mobile right now.
My apologies. Were you talking to me, my friend?
Yes, sir. WSAL 946. I just, I'm assuming you're mobile is what you're heading home right now. I mean.
Yes, sir. Had to work a weird hybrid shift, so did the company a favor, so heading to work a little bit late.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering what you're running. Because if you're mobile, you're sounding really good coming out of Taylor for sure.
Thank you very much. Where does it sound? I'm going to put I have a better mobile to put in. And I have a small truck, and I got one of the Midland MTX 500s, I think it is, and I bought the weird little ammo box that the thing slides in so that when we go camping and stuff, I can take it mobile. So I'm on the battery that comes with it. And Midland... antenna just on top of a small light-duty truck, so not real high off the ground, but, you know, I would say half a foot taller than most vehicles, or foot maybe, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, copy that. Well, you're sounding powerful over here coming off your trailer for sure. Probably running 50 watts out of that thing, huh?
Yeah, affirmative. I have it on high just because I figured mobile and I probably need it. You know, when I hit a light or something, I could drop it down, I suppose, and just see. But it is on high. You know, they say 50 watts. I do have a meter. I didn't put a meter on it to check it. I don't know if I have the greatest match. I know these antennas supposedly come pre-matched, you know, so I'm assuming the SWR is good enough, and I do have a meter. I could check it. But again, you know, if it really does 50 watts, I suppose that's what I'm doing.
Well, sure sounds good. Yeah, you're booming in over here. WSAL 946. I'm going to go clear up yours.
Yeah, thank you very much, 946. Before we end the conversation, and I will say WRWM 638 again, just for identification. Personal on this end's Randy, Romeo Alpha November Delta Yankee. Randy, there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, there, Randy. Personal over here is Ralph. I don't know the. That's all I can tell you. It's Ralph, WSAL 946.
No problem there, Ralph. Didn't mean to get fancy with the phonic alphabet. I've talked on, I'm not a ham operator, but I've talked on, you know, I hate using the loose term CB, but I've talked sideband for years and just kind of used to, you know, throwing out the phonic alphabet so that, you know, if I get a hard contact, they can copy everything down correctly. So, Ralph, my pleasure, man. I appreciate you taking a minute and giving me a real radio check.
6 Sierra 8. Great talking to you. WSA up 946. I'm clear.
Once again, my friend.
Hey, 284 WSAP 257, you there?
WSIP 284, I got a copy on your 257.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't have a GMR 16 programmed on this thing. You want to go back there again? I got the frequency plugged in now.
Roger that. I'll head back there now. WSIP 284, clear.
Eight 41, you out there, Jason? WSAL 946. No copy, 841, WSAL 946, I'm clear.
Ralph, you still have your ear to the speaker?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
I wasn't too far from the home 20, so I probably should have told you also that on this radio, I know doesn't have the best meter, but you're literally all bars on here with great, crystal clear, loud audio. So not that you were asking me necessarily for a report back. I'm sure plenty of people have probably told you that already. But out in the mobile, definitely no strain at all hearing anything. Got a great copy from you. So just wanted to throw that in before I signed off.
That's great. Thanks for the report. I have a Slim Jim. It's a N9KAX GRMS MERS Slim Jim. It's hanging in the kitchen window, kind of facing Detroit repeater, and it's been a really, really good for me. You know, GB20, I'm running 10 watts right now. I'm on medium. Works out well.
Copy that 100%. Yeah, I just tipped around a bunch of buildings and trees and stuff, so you might start getting a little less of an ideal signal from me. But anyhow, I'm going to sign off, and thank you again, my friend. Sounding great, man. That J-pole's working great. So WRWM638, thanks again. Have a great evening, my friend.
Hey, you do the same. Be safe out there today and tomorrow. You're sounding great. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
WSAP 384, WSAP 257, you there again?
This is WSIP 284, I got a copy on you, 257.
Alright, I think third time's the charm here. I just realized I was picking up on my other HT out here, but I wasn't getting you on this one that I have strung up, so I was looking at it. It looks like I had its digital turned on as well. So if you want to give me one more shot, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, roger that. I tried 16 normal and 16 with the offset. I tried 15. I was trying a couple things around the area, but I'll head back over to 16 now. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear.
You're there, 284, WCP 257.
Yeah, this is WSIP 284. I got a copy on your 257. The only thing I heard on 16 was a two-bar signal of really nothing legible, but just some signal came through.
Roger that. I think I picked out a word or two that you said. I think I heard my call sign in there, but yeah, that was about it on my end as well. So 8968 is going to jump on here in just a bit. So I was going to try some MERS with him, see if I can make it out to him. That's what this thing is really tuned for. But and then the upper 460s, so 462 might have just been a bit too low. When I was looking at the vector network analyzer, it was showing that the upper 460s is where it was really resonant. So.
Roger that. I mean, I guess we could try 8 through 14, but I'm not really sure if that's going to be great for us.
Roger, I'll go down to 14. We'll give that a shot.
Copy that. I'll meet you down there. That's 7125. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear.
Alright, 284, I am back in monitoring WCP 257.
Hey, 257, it's WSIP 284. So basically, I could only get on that channel on my handheld, and I had to stand in a hotspot in my bathroom window to be able to get any copy on you at all, but I could hear you. There was just a lot of static through it.
Roger that. Yeah, you were cutting in and out, but when I had you very clear. I could make out everything you were saying, and then you'd move just a little bit, and it would just cut completely out. So if I had you, and if I didn't, I didn't. But I caught quite a few of your transmissions loud and clear. So good to know it's possible. Thanks for testing it out. Appreciate it. WCP 257.
Roger that, 257. Yeah, pretty cool test. Thanks for including me in it. Real quick, before you go, though, question for you. Do you know for Meshtastic, are there many nodes around here to really establish a wide network, or is it just a couple of them?
I've only seen a couple of them. I usually run on long slow and just use my own. I don't really mesh too much with the other nodes, but not sure entirely. I'll probably go check that out. That's a good idea. I'll do that sometime. Drive around and see what I can pick up.
Copy that. I just don't have a device yet myself, but I've been looking at them, so I can't load the map to see where anybody's at or not. But I was just curious. I had heard you had some experience with it.
Yeah, I've got, six to eight nodes. I keep one up at the house. It's a solar-powered one. I got one in the truck, and then I keep a few for random things, like one in my, just my, like my go bag, and then a couple others, like I want to be able to tag and track things. So, I've just been playing around with it. I haven't had any other people interested in it, so if we get some more folks here, maybe we can set something up for WCP257.
Roger that. Sounds great, man. Thanks for including me in the test there. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Roger. Yeah, thanks again. And I guess I'm going to throw it out to 896 if you're out there. Are you listening? WSIP 257. 257, I got you loud and clear. WSIP 896. Roger that. You want to go down to the MERS 2, see if we can make it happen? Sounds good. I'm there now. Yeah, WSJF 896 at the turbo mode. WSJF 257, WSJF 896. Copy.
Yeah, I copy you, 896. You broke my squelch, and I heard a Roger beep at the end of a transmission on MERS, but that's all I picked up on you.
I copy that, and I wasn't getting anything back. I did hear just a little bit of static and stuff when you and 284 were on channel 14, but I couldn't get anything that I could understand.
Roger that. Let me see if I can get a longer feed line here. Switch to some RG8 itself with RG316 and see if I can get it over to my my mobile base station I got in the house here. Give me a minute.
Copy that. WSJF 896, I'll be standing by.
All right, 896 is WCP257. I'm rigged up and ready to give it the beans here. Let me know when you're ready.
Copy that. You going back to 2?
Affirmative. See you on 2. WCP257 clear.
WSJF 896 also clear. WSCP257, WSJF 896.
Yeah, I got you, 896. I was copying you loud and clear on MERS, too. You weren't getting anything off me?
That's a negative, not even a single bar.
All right, I was copying you about this on S3, S4. You want to go back one more time? Give it one more shot.
Copy that. WSCP257, WSJF896. WSCP257, WSJF896.
Copy. Yeah, I got you, 896. I'm wondering if this thing's not letting me transmit, because I can read you loud and clear. Let me see if I can get this other radio going. One second.
WSJF 896,
stand by. 896, this is 257, you there?
3896.
Alright, let's give it one more shot. I'm going to try this other mobile radio and see if it does that thing again.
WSCP257, WSJF896.
Yeah, I got you, 896 is 257. Yeah, I was reading you an S5 on my end. I could make you out clear as a bell, so it sucks I'm not getting out to you, but I can read you just fine.
Yeah, copy that. I wonder if it's something in my setup. It's just antenna being on the inside here. Maybe try some new things once I get that Faraday coming in.
Yeah, Roger that. GMRS and MERS are actually kind of 2 meters and 70 centimeters like offset. So they're usually if you're tuned up for one, you've got somewhat of a tune on the other. So we'll see. Maybe it can do MERS as well. This is 257. Let me stand by. WSJF 896, be clear monitoring. Well, I guess the good news is that you can only use two. I have some success tonight, WSCP 257.
You can yell cop all you want, go look at a limit. They just fined somebody in Colorado for doing it.
Copy that, good to know. WSJF 896, I'll be first.
WRVT 771, anyone out there?